Thank you for joining me back to Britain, today's broadcast of The Love Way. Today we are continuing to speak on spiritual warfare. But before we get into that, I just believe the Lord has said to me that we should pray for the sick in every session and spend some time on healing so that you can receive your miracle. You know, faith is not something you do. Faith is something that happens to you when you are persuaded of what Jesus Christ has done for you. You know, so many times faith is the very thing that blocks us because we've got a wrong understanding of faith. Faith is very easy to have. Faith is as easy to have as what fear is to have. You can get this whole session on faith and what faith really is, which just consists out of 6 sessions. But I want to just say to you, don't try to believe hard. The harder you try to believe, the less faith you have. Now, faith is to rest your mind, or trust, to trust God for healing is to rest your mind in His integrity, which He displayed in the obedience, the death and the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. So we rest in what Jesus has done and we receive for free. I believe that today many people that's listening to this broadcast will be healed. You will receive the power of God. You will be touched by the power of God. And you will receive newness of life in your physical body. Because Jesus didn't only come for your spiritual healing. He came for the healing of your mind, the healing of your soul, and the renewal of your mind, the renewal of your soul, and also healing in your physical body. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 8, and I think through this, your faith will be strengthened in the integrity of God. From verse 1, when He was come down from the mountain, that's Jesus, great multitudes followed Him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, if You will, You can make me clean. And Jesus put forth His hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, a lot of us are in the same boat as this leper. We believe that God can heal us, but we doubt if He would. Listen to verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, if You will, You can make me clean. So he knew that God could, but he was in doubt if God would. Now I've got good news for you. God will heal you. God wants to heal you. Let's read verse 3. And Jesus put forth His hand and touched Him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Now that word will there is the word that in the original language it says, it's my intent, it's my purpose. So what he was saying is, he said to this man, which doubted if Jesus wanted to heal him, he said, it is not just me wanting to do it, it is my intent. This is the purpose why I am here. And then he stretched forth his hand. He was willing to do what was not supposed to be done, to touch a leper. He touched him and the healing glory of God healed him. As easy as that. Here comes a man full of doubt and unbelief in who God is, in the purpose of God, in what Jesus wants to do. He receives faith in one verse. In one verse he receives faith and he was healed. So I want to tell you, if you sit at home with sickness and disease, God can heal you, and that's His intent and the purpose that Jesus Christ came to heal you. And He empowered man by the Holy Spirit, by the very glory of God, to manifest that glory. God wants you healed, and healing is there for you today. This is your day for healing. This is your hour for healing. You can be free from those crutches in this moment because God says, I'm willing. But maybe God wants to teach me something through the sickness. You know, if sickness was the teacher of the church, the guys in the hospital would be the wisest people concerning Christ. Sickness is not the teacher of the church. The Holy Spirit's not lazy. He has not given His job over to sickness and disease and the devil. Sickness and disease is an enemy of health and the goodness of God. It's an outflow of the absence of the absolute blessing of God. God wants you to have full healing today. I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to speak by the power of God. And on the screen there will be a cell number that you can just send an SMS to just testify of what God is doing to you in this broadcast, in this session. You must remember, the word of grace, that's the word that God confirms with signs, wonders, and miracles. So when this miracle happened in your life, man, just be happy about it. Expect that healing right now. And then you just SMS and say, I've been healed of this or that or whatever. Just as a test, just to testify of what God has done. Amen. Let's just pray together. In the name of Jesus, as I stretch forth my hand, I know, Father, your glory is there. I call for healing. I ask in the name of Jesus, and Jesus brings it forth right now. And I bring every person health and prosperity right now in Jesus' name. Health in every sick person's back, that people have got back problems, health in their thought patterns, healing from depression, healing from HIV/AIDS. Thank you, Lord, that your glory floods people right now. It has flooded them, and in your glory is healing virtue. That life permeates every sickness. Your glory consumes every sickness. Thank you for that, Father. I speak and I say, I've brought you life by this broadcast. Receive your healing right now. Be healed. I want you to stand up and test your body right now. If you are just there, don't think, well, I felt nothing or I felt something. Stand up by trust in the finished work of Jesus and be healed right now. Amen. In the meantime, we are continuing with a session on spiritual warfare. Let's just go back to Genesis chapter 3 and we're just going to touch on the foundation of this whole thing. In Genesis chapter 3, we clearly see that Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they allowed a thought pattern of by what I do, I'll become into the human race. They said, I'm going to live by knowing right and wrong. And they're not going to say, I'm going to have life by faith in Jesus. By faith in God. By the Spirit of God. And that's where the whole split came. It was the flesh and the spirit. Adam lived by the spirit when God made him. And then he said, well, I'm not going to find my life by the spirit anymore. But by knowing good and evil. And out of knowing good and bad, right and wrong, I'm going to exist and I'm going to find my being, and out of that I'm going to be like God. Now that caused instant death in his life, and it manifested in the physical body even later on when he then physically died. But I want to get into verse 15. Well, before I read the verse, I want to say this. Adam implemented the law when he chose the message of by what I do, I'll become. And you might say, Bertie, but Adam didn't choose the law. The law was only given to Moses. It's not the truth. That was when the law was given to Moses. That was when what Adam instigated was given unto Moses. And God wrote this thing down so there could be something concrete that had to be done by man, written and engraved, so that that whole thought pattern could be fulfilled. The law was given so that we can become guilty, and I believe it was also given so that somebody could do it, so that it could pass away. So Jesus came and he fulfilled all the writings of the law so it could forever pass away, so that we don't live by the knowledge of what's right and wrong. But we live by the believing in Jesus, having knowledge of God, having the knowledge of Jesus and faith in him, and by that we live. Okay, I don't want to get into that. That will be a separate session on the fulfillment of the law. But know that without the law, there cannot be a curse. The Bible says, cursed is everyone that's underneath or under the law. And when Adam sinned, there came a curse on the ground. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And Adam died. And the Bible says when you eat of this tree, you shall surely die. The most powerful proof of Adam implementing the mentality that by what you do you'll become, which is the ministration which ministered death unto him, the best proof that it was the law is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 7, where it says the ministration of death written and engraved on stones. Now, what ministered death in the beginning? It was knowing right and wrong. That ministered death unto Adam and Eve, and the ministration of death was then written and engraved on stones and given to Moses. Man, isn't that awesome? That is really what happened there. Now, what I want to get into is verse 15. It says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and you shall bruise his heel." Now, he says that there is two types of seed. The one type of seed is the seed that will bruise the other one, and the one seed will bite the other seed in the heel. Now, a little bit of typology here. What I believe is, seed speaks of the word. When Jesus speaks of seed, he says a sower went to sow some seed. That seed is the word of God. And there's good seed, Jesus said, and there's bad seed. The enemy came and sowed bad seed. Now that's exactly what the word of God says. That's exactly what the devil did. He came and sowed a wrong word, a bad word, a word that says that you can be like God by what you do. Now that is not from God, that is from the enemy of God. Now he says here, "I'll bring enmity between your seed and her seed. The one seed will bruise the other seed's head." Now that head, I believe, speaks about the brain, the thought pattern, how you think. Jesus came to bruise the thought pattern of the devil through the church. Under our feet, the God of peace will crush the head of Satan. He will crush him under our feet by the message of peace, the God of peace. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? And his bite, the bite of the devil, is in your walk. Because the whole thing is about how you walk. Did you do this right or was it wrong? Have you walked right or wrong? But even in our walk, we're going to bruise him because we're going to walk in the righteousness of Jesus and not in the fulfillment of, and not in the righteousness which is by the law, by our own works. That's what I see in the scripture. Now, we might say, but Bertie, this whole seed thing, what is this? The seed thing is explained in Matthew 23. Let's go there. And also John chapter 8. Now remember, we are speaking of spiritual warfare. The true spiritual war is not trying to bind the devil out of the sky. I've got good news for you. Jesus never once did cast the devil out of the air. He cast the devils out of people. Now, I do believe in casting out devils. We just came back from Canada and Italy, and in Italy we cast the devils out of people. You know how you cast the devil out? He first manifests, and when he manifests, you cast him out. That's it, as easy as that. Now, so many people want to say, no, we want to cast the devil out of the air. The devil is in the heavens, we want to pull him down. Man, if you want to pull him down, where do you want to pull him down to? Your backyard? You're going to find trouble, man. Don't do that. Leave the devil where he is. Because Jesus has defeated him by nailing the law to the cross. Now, we're going to get into that scripture hopefully later on today. And you'll start to see what God has done. Matthew 23 verse 33. Listen to what Jesus says. He speaks to the Pharisees. He says, "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" He said unto the Pharisees, the people who were seated in Moses' seat. He said unto them, "You are a generation of snakes." Now what is a generation? That means you're an offspring. You're of the offspring of the devil. So he says here that There's an offspring of the devil and there's an offspring of God. The offspring of God are those who are born of God, and the offspring of the devil is everything that's born out of do's and don'ts. Now the Bible says in Galatians chapter 4 that every day still today there are children born after Hagar and children born after the free woman. Now, are you born after the bondage or are you born out of the free? Now, if you're born out of the free, it means you are born out of the finished work of Jesus. But if you are born of the law, that means you are born out of bondage. That means the seed of the devil dwells in you because you're born out of the thought pattern that says, by what I do, I'll become, which is the thought pattern of the devil, which gives birth to people daily. I'm not talking about physical birth. That comes out of your physical mother and father. But I'm talking about the new man that stands up in you. The new man that stands up in a lot of people is born out of do's and don'ts and not out of God. And that's enmity between God and there's enmity between God and the devil. There's enmity between the seed of God and the seed of the devil. That's why you'll find all the time, the grace people, they're against the law people. And the law people, they're against the grace people. And that's exactly what the devil wants. He wants the church to be fighting with each other. People become born again, and after they become born again, they want to fall back into the law. And all of a sudden, there's a split in the church. There's a fight in the church. Because there's enmity between these things. You must remember the Bible says in Colossians 2 verse 14, God disarmed the devil. What does disarm mean? Disarm means to take away the weapons. He took away the weapons of the devil by nailing the law to the cross. Okay, do you remember that in the desert, when the people in the desert and they were bitten by snakes, there was a snake put on a cross. And whenever you looked at that, you were healed from the bite of the snake. Now the snake speaks of the thought pattern of the devil. Whenever you can look at the law being nailed to the cross and the law being fulfilled, the bite of the devil in your life is all over with. You are healed. And that's a whole spiritual war. There's enmity between the seed of God, which is Jesus, which is the message of grace, and the seed of the devil, which were the Pharisees and their thought pattern. Let's go to John chapter 8. We're speaking on spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. You know, so many times we thought spiritual warfare is walking around the town until you're tired. That's not spiritual warfare. That's exercise. Now, let's get into the real thing. Now, maybe I sound... Please don't be hurt about that. That's just funny. Verse 44. Let's read from verse 42. John 8, 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would have loved me. Now, if God gives birth to your mind, if your mind is renewed in Jesus, you would love the grace message. You would love the message that says, by the works of Jesus, by the obedience of Jesus, I become. You would be in love with that. Hallelujah. It says, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and come from God. Neither come I of myself, but He sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You cannot hear the seed that I am sowing. You cannot hear my thought pattern because it's just too much for you. Verse 44, you are of your father the devil. Now that means they were born of that wrong word. He said here that their father is the devil. That means that they are a generation of vipers. That means that there is a seed in this world that's bearing forth fruit. And that these were the Pharisees, the people who sat in Moses' seat, the people who said that righteousness is by what you do, the people who had confidence in the flesh. Now the flesh is not confidence in sin, it is confidence in what I do for God. That's called the seed of the devil. And out of that, there's birth given unto people. Now, this might be shocking, and I don't want you to be condemned, saying, oh, am I maybe born of the devil? Now, I think that your spirit can be born of God if you believed on Jesus. But there can be many areas in our lives where we try to do right, which is actually born of the devil and not of God. Now, you might say, Bertie, that's just too much for me. I want you to rest your mind in the integrity of God and understand what true spiritual warfare is about. If I don't preach this, who's going to preach this? I believe this is the good news of Jesus Christ. This is what is liberating and going to set people free and not get them busy with chasing devils all over town, trying to bind strongholds over the bottle store. But they're going to get into the real thing that's killing them. Man, you don't want to bear the fruit of the law. You want to bear the fruit of Christ. Let's read it again. And this is so powerful. Let's read from verse 42. And Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, if you were born of God, you would have loved me. Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Why don't you understand my doctrine? Why don't you understand my thought pattern? Even because you cannot hear my word. It's because you cannot hear what I'm saying. It's too much for you. You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And how did he murder Adam and Eve? He murdered them by putting them under the ministration of death, which was later on written and engraved on stones, which is the thought pattern that says, I don't care if you like God by the Spirit. You must be like God by what you do. Man, we are in for a fight in this world. And I tell you, that fight is not trying binding devils. That fight is the fight of continuing to believe in Jesus and seeing Him crucified and resurrected and identifying with Him. He reconciled us with Him and us being reconciled with Him in our own hearts. Saying, God, man, let me tell you this. God's already made peace with the fact that all your sins are forgiven. You need to make peace with it. Hallelujah. Now let's read on. It says here in verse 44. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he spake a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Now listen. The lie is that by what you do, you can become righteous. He was a liar from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and everything was made. In that same time that God's Word was there, there was a wrong Word, which was the Word that says, by what you do, you'll become. By knowing right and wrong, and then doing the right thing, you'll become. And that's how wrong was created, by Adam saying, I want to have knowledge of wrong things. I believe wrong was created unto the mind of man. Now, I don't want to get too deep into that. But that thought pattern is a lie. It doesn't produce life. That's what the liar uses. And what is going to happen if you believe the lie? That scripture is going to come to fulfillment, which says, if the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness in your life? Man, we need to understand that our spiritual war is between two seeds. I'll put enmity. In Afrikaans, vijandskap. This will be your enemy. What is our enemy? The thought pattern that says, by what I do, I will become. Now, I want you to just rest your mind and say, oh my God, I want to just take your good news. I want to take your life and by that walk in the victory that you've given me. We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the Word. Amen. The word of our testimony. What's the testimony? The testimony is Jesus Christ is our testimony. The testimony is not the law. The testimony is Jesus. That He saved us. That what He's done for us. Hallelujah. Now let's quickly go to 2 Corinthians. And we're just going to read that scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And we end off with a scripture, and we'll start off there again in the next session. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, or of the law, but mighty through God, or through what Jesus has done, to the pulling down of strongholds, and now explains, casting down thought patterns or imaginations or reasonings or wrong doctrines, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Man, that's powerful. Now, I want you to go and think about these scriptures. This is life-changing. Start to get into the real war, which is resting in Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining me in this broadcast, and God bless you. I want to encourage you to make use of our ministry products. Our products are available for a donation of any amount, and if you cannot donate, we will willingly, for free, send you a CD of any of the series you want. So, make use of this, spread it, copy it, bless people with it, and just get the good news out. Get the Word of God in your heart. Thank you, and God bless you.